Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to the Radio Vault Mystery Theater. I am tonight's keeper of the vault. There are some people in this world that are special. They live in their own world and seem to have their own way of thinking that is separate from the entire universe. Arianna Montgomery was one of those people. She had a difficult time with talking to people. She had worked diligently to speak correctly, and she read lips. You see, she was deaf. Sometimes, though, what others consider weakness can really be a person's strongest asset. Tonight, our story is Helpless. Act 1. Arianna sat in the corner of her living room, with her plush robe, reading a book and drinking freshly ground coffee. The coffee was a special blend and had that perfect taste for her. It had taken years for her to find just the right blend, and she didn't mind paying extra to get the right beans. She looked up from a book and gazed into the yard as she watched the birds play. Everything in her world was silent. She could even feel minute vibrations. She smiled to herself as she watched them play.
I wish I could hear the sweet sound of the birds singing. I remember when I was a little girl how much I enjoyed listening to them. Well, at least I can feel them, and I had 6 years to hear them. Now I could just hear them in my head. Oh, that must be Dolores. I'd better get the door.
Good morning. How are you?
You don't have to sign. I can read your lips just fine.
I forgot how well you read lips sometimes. So, do you have any more of that amazing coffee?
Yes! Come in and have a cup.
Were you planning to get dressed today?
Of course. But you know, a masterpiece takes time.
Well, if you could, please hurry, Your Highness. I don't want to be late.
Late? Psst! The beach isn't going anywhere. We have plenty of time. But out of consideration for my neurotic friend, I will speed up my prep time. Enjoy your coffee.
You know what? I have a feeling that the beach will be packed today. The longer it takes us to get there, the less likely we're going to find a good parking spot and a good spot on the beach.
Arianna and her good friend Dolores Mayfield would go to the beach every Sunday morning during the summer, even if it rained. There was something about this day that was different, though. Arianna seemed to stay in her silent world, enjoying the vibrations and vivid colors. As they drove to the beach, Arianna was quiet, being absorbed by the changing stimulus during the drive.
There she goes again, off in her own little world. What I wouldn't give to be able to join her for just a moment. But who am I kidding? I don't have half her courage or her strength. I'd be lost and helpless in her world. Maybe if I throw this ball, I'll get her attention.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to get your attention and bring you back into this universe.
I like the other dimension so much more.
I'm sure it is much better there. In fact, I kind of wish I could go with you.
It is nice to be in a place where words aren't necessary, where you can really breathe.
I'm just used to you talking all the time. Sometimes words are necessary, you know.
The only thing I miss hearing is when the birds are singing and the sound of the ocean waves crashing on the beach. I don't need words.
I wish I could lend you my hearing sometimes, even if it was just for a little while.
You're so sweet. You're truly the best friend a girl can ask for.
Look, we're almost there. I really love our Sundays at the beach. It's so relaxing. How about you?
It is relaxing to me, too. I'm glad I have a friend like you to take me. Riding the bus and Ubering, It's a real pain.
I'm glad to go with you. Besides that, it's a great place to check out all those hot surfer bodies.
That's all good until they realize that I'm deaf. Then it gets uncomfortable, and soon the conversation ends. Or they just start treating me like a cripple.
You just haven't found the right person to share time with.
That's all nice of you to say, but it's kind of like someone saying you have a good personality, avoiding the obvious negative.
Ariana, I didn't mean it like that. Come on! You got to know how much you have to offer. I meant what I said.
I appreciate the compliment. Let's get going.
It's so clear today. I'm so ready to just relax.
Feel that breeze. I could smell the ocean.
What a perfect day.
Ah, yes. This is what I'm talking about.
I know, right? It is a perfect day. I love chilling on the beach on days like this.
Do I know you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me introduce myself. I'm Tanner Wilkie.
How do you do, Tanner? Pleased to meet you.
Hello? I'm Tanner. What's your name?
Oh, that's my friend Ariana. She's deaf. She reads lips pretty well, so if you just get in her line of sight, you can get her attention. I'll just tap her on the shoulder.
Hi, I'm Ariana. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Tanner Wilkie. It's a pleasure to meet you.
The pleasure is mine, Tanner.
The three of them started a nice conversation and continued for some time. End of Act 1. And now, a word from Troop of Lost Souls Entertainment.
Hi everyone, I'm Anne-Marie Kroc from the cast of Radio Vault Mystery Theater. We have put these stories together for you to enjoy at no cost, and it will always be free for you to listen and enjoy. But it's not free to make. If you're enjoying our content and would like to show your support, go to our Linktree address. This will help us to continue to bring great stories told by our talented cast. Thank you for listening. And now back to our show.
And now, Act 2. Dolores, Ariana, and Tanner became friends. He started to go to the beach with them on Sundays. As time went on, Ariana started to develop a romantic interest in Tanner. He was one of a few people who treated her like she was not a freak. The three of them sat on the beach, engaging in conversation.
My car is taking a dump on me, so I'm not going to be able to join you guys next week. They're working on it now and told me it wouldn't be ready for a week.
Oh no! Can't you take an Uber or a bus?
Taking the bus really sucks, I know. When Dolores can't pick me up, I have to take the bus.
Yes, I know what you mean. It takes 2 hours to get here. Not to mention how clumsy it is bringing my chair and cooler with me.
Yeah, it takes me about 2 hours too. And the other riders are always staring at me. It gives me the creeps.
Why don't you guys take Uber or Lyft?
It costs way too much. Sometimes they are really unreliable too.
Wow, really? I didn't even think about that.
That is so true. And I have to save money to pay for repairs to my car.
How did you get here today?
That's a good question. How did you get here?
Did you take the bus?
Yes, I did. That's how I know how long it takes to ride the bus here.
Oh, Tanner. I'm sorry that you had to take the bus. But I'm glad you came.
Of course. I love our Sundays together. I just don't know how long I can get up at 6 a.m. to get here and then not get back until late. I have to work on Mondays. I've been working 6 days. I may just skip coming if I can't drive.
Wait, are you going to take the bus back home?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. With any luck, I'll get home before 8.
You said it would take you 2 hours. Where do you live?
I live in Maury Park, off 11th and Markham.
You only live a few blocks from me.
We're taking you home this week. Don't even try to argue. You'll lose.
Thank you for reading my mind, Dolores. It would be our pleasure, Tanner.
Thank you so much. I was not looking forward to that long ride home.
And Tanner, remember too, if you ever need a ride, you have my number. Just call or text me. It's no trouble at all.
Ariana was taken by surprise. Although they had been meeting every Sunday for about a month, she hadn't exchanged numbers with Tanner. She watched as Tanner moved a little closer to Dolores. She started to feel a sick feeling in her stomach, because she was falling in love with Tanner.
Hey, Tanner. Let me give you my phone number. You know, just in case you want to talk or you need something. I mean, we live so close to each other.
Well, okay. What is your number? I'll text it to you.
It's 310-555-7575.
Okay, just sent it now. Hey, you guys want some sodas? I got some in the cooler.
I'll take one. What kind do you got?
Oh, do you happen to bring anything sugar-free?
Of course I do. I brought sugar-free just for you.
Wait a minute. How do you know that Dolores likes sugar-free? We never talked about that before.
Oh, well, I'm sure it came up in conversation. I mean, we've been friends for over a month now. We do spend a lot of time together here at the beach. I'm sure you just forgot about it.
Or maybe you didn't see our faces when we mentioned it.
Ariana started to get that sick feeling in her stomach again. The comment he made was the first time he had treated her like she was some kind of cripple. She had confided in her friend Dolores that she was falling in love with Tanner. How is it that she had his number? She knew something was going on. The three friends got lost in conversation until late afternoon.
Oh, look at the time. You know, I think it should be time for us to head home. It's starting to get towards evening, and I'd like to try to get ahead of some of that traffic.
Is the invitation for a ride home still open?
Of course it is. Don't be silly.
I got my stuff. Let's go.
Dolores, it looks like you're a bit overloaded. Can I grab some of that for you?
I can help her.
No, I got it. It's okay, Ariana.
Okay. You know I can do things. I'm not an invalid. Sometimes I'm glad I can't hear, though.
I know. But I got it. It's okay.
Oh, come on, Ariana. He didn't mean anything by it.
It's okay. He knows. He's got it.
I'm sorry, Ariana. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
You didn't hurt me. Really, I'm okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And you know what this means. I think it's time for a group hug. Drop your stuff and bring it on in, everyone.
The trio go to Dolores' car and head for home. End of Act 2. And now a word from our sponsor.
If your daily routine has you feeling all too normal, perhaps it's time. Time for Adremalac. Adremalac has been proven to reduce or increase a wide variety of unspecified conditions in individuals reporting such issues. Don't drink holy water or enter churches while using Adremalac. Avoid contact with people who may have an opinion. Seek immediate media attention if you experience a demonic possession lasting more than 4 hours. Side effects of Adremalac may include bleeding walls, aphasic kinesthesia, teleportation, the smell of burnt almonds, cognitive impairment, decapitation, flaming hellhole, halitosis, myasthenia gravis, abnormal hair growth, a metallic taste, involuntary levitation, dirt, blood, or cheese under one fingernail, loss of limbs, blurred mouth, and thoughts of antelopes. Be sure to ask your witch doctor if Adremalac is right for you. Feel different with Adremalac.
And now, Act 3. There was an uncomfortable silence in the car as they drove to Tanner's house. Finally, they arrive with little exchange of words.
Oh, there it is right there. Second house from the corner on the right side. Thanks again, Dolores. See you guys next week. Dolores, I'll call you if I need a ride. Is that okay?
Sure. Wow, he only lives about 3 blocks away from you? What a coincidence.
Are you seeing Tanner? You know I have feelings for him.
Do you really think I would do that to you? You're my best friend. I would never let a man get between you and I.
Oh, I know. We've been friends for so long. You're the sweetest person I've ever known.
Well, here we are. Now, Ariana, always remember that I am your friend. Now, come on. Give me a hug.
Thanks for taking me to the beach and for being such a great friend. What a day. I feel so tired. I can't stop thinking about Tanner. Maybe I'll just go for a walk and try to clear my head. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Ugh, I can't seem to get him off my mind. Maybe I'll just walk by his house.
Ariana kept walking toward Tanner's house, when suddenly she got a severe, blinding pain running through her head. When her sight came back and she gathered herself, she turned the corner down Tanner's street.
What? Dolores' car is right in front of Tanner's house? I'm not a stalker or a peeping Tom, but I have to know. Let me look in this window. Oh, my best friend. Liar. I knew it.
Ariana ran to her house and cried herself to sleep. The sadness turned to deep, seething anger as she started dreaming. Suddenly, she sat up in bed. She started to shudder and started to feel that excruciating pain as her body transformed into a hideous beast. With slimy skin and long, distorted arms.
I can see them! Betrayers! Fog! Surround the house with fog!
What the hell?
That's it, Tanner. Come out and see what's happening.
What is going on?
Let's tie him to a tree so he can watch.
Ah! What's happening? Help!
Time for me to visit my sweet friend and send her to hell. But first, let's show them the poor, innocent, stupid, and trusting Ariana.
Ah, that's much better. Time for payback. She won't know what hit her. Let's give Tanner something to keep him entertained. I wish I could join the party. We have one more guest to arrive. Maybe we'll even let him live.
I must have passed out. I'm seeing things. Some kind of creature went into the house. My brain is playing tricks on me. Something is happening. I'm still tied to the tree.
Tanner, what a surprise. You and Dolores must be planning some crazy kinky stuff. Let me just step inside and get her.
No! Ariana, the creature is in there. Oh my god, she's deaf. No! Don't go into the fog!
Oh my god, what is that? No!
Ariana, or should I say the creature, emerged from the house as the fog lapped around her, walking to the tree where Tanner was tied. She stuck her face up close to his. He smelled its putrid breath as drool dripped on him.
Well, that was fun. My goodness, Tanner. You look so helpless. Ah, does Tanner want to have some more fun? What about something really kinky?
No. No, please, no.
Oh, Tanner. You're gonna love this.
Ah!
Helpless is a production by Troop of Lost Souls Entertainment and Film Syndicate. Produced by Rick L. Baker, Anthony Stapiello, and Trevor Bates. Written by Charlie Mitchell and Kelly Catwoman Jean. Directed by Rick L. Baker. Graphic design by Destiny Lyons. Sound effects and video post by Trevor Bates. Commercials by Joe J. Thomas. Starring the vocal talents of Cora Vasquez as Ariana Montgomery, Anne Marie Kralik as Dolores Mayfield, Joe Filippone as Tanner Wilkie, and I am Trevor Bates, tonight's Keeper of the Vault. Remember, check out our link tree to give you access to all of our social media. That's linktr.ee/TROUPEOFLOSTSOULS. So make sure to comment, like, share, and subscribe. Don't want to miss the nightmares, do you? Check us out and listen. If you dare.